Okay, thank you very much for this introduction. You can see my voice? Yeah, okay. It's really lovely to be standing here today, and I would like to thank the people organizing this conference, this workshop. My name is Francesca Santori. I work as an R&D manager in ISRIM. ISRIM is a private research and training institute on material and environment. Our work is focused on wastewater treatment and, in particular, on phytoremediation, especially for in rhizosphere assisted bioremediation. So, I'm going to present our work on the olive oil industry. As you know, olive oil sector is a really important agriculture sector in Europe. Europe is a leader on olive production, accounting for 70% of olive world production, especially in Spain. Spain is the first country in Europe reaching 43% of olive production, followed by Italy, Greece, and Portugal. So you understand how important is this this issue in Europe, and in particular the environmental impact of the olive oil industry in the Mediterranean countries. So when the olive arrive at the mills, they are crushed. Different situation you found in Europe, in the four Mediterranean European countries. Actually, Spain even is the first producer of olive oil. Has a big factories, cooperatives. So a different situation is in Italy and in Greece, where you find little factories, little mills that crush average 100 tons per year of olives. So even there are different extraction process used in the four different countries, the situation is similar in terms of water produced. Actually, this picture show you the extraction processes. In particular, Spain used two-phase extraction system that generate that use less water but produce an olive cake, a wet cake that is used usually for composting or anaerobic digestion. But even for there are two streams in during the extraction process, one from washing olive oil, olive washing, and from oil washing. In Italy and Greece, in particular, you find another process, the three-phase process, that generate an olive cake, a solid cake used from the secondary olive oil extraction. and the liquid stream, the olive mill wastewater. Why these streams are so pollutant? The characteristics, the main characteristics of olive mill wastewater are the intensive violet, dark brown up to black, strong specific olive oil smell, high degree of organic pollutant, they reach up to 150 grams per liter, so 1,000 more from the urban sewage. High COD, a pH between 3 and 5.9, high content of polyphenols. You know, polyphenols are antioxidants, so they are really a problem when you flow these streams on the sewer. And if they reach the wastewater treatment plan, even if the Urban Framework Directive, the Annex 3, this, the agricultural wastewater can be treated in the wastewater treatment plant. When they reach the urban wastewater treatment plant, they have a toxic effect on the activated sludge, so they can't be disposed of on the sewer treatment plant. They have a high content of solid matter, total solids up to 20 grams per liter. High quantity produced in a short period of time. It's a seasonal wastewater from November to March they are produced. So this is a problem because they are produced in the winter. And in the end, you have an amount of wastewater per countries. So even Spain used from 1992, the two-phase system wanted by your government, the wastewater is the amount of wastewater is really high and need suitable technologies for dispose of. But why these streams is so this wastewater is so pollutant? What are the environmental effects? Mainly. The polyphenols, but also lipid, are have an antimicrobial effect. There are many papers that show that microorganisms like Bacillus subtilis, but other bacteria or fungi, can't grow in the when the polyphenols of lipid or these waste. In soil or in the water. The phytotoxicity, when you spread on the land this wastewater, often the trees can't grow. So this is due mainly because this effluent, effluent has a toxic effect on the rhizosphere, on the microorganism, soil microorganism, and creating a not viable environment for the trees. Effect on water, at the beginning this wastewater was pumped into the river, into the sea, but due to the high nutrients, high load of nutrients, and high contents of phosphorus, could the microorganism grow and creating an eutrophication effect, an algal blooming. So it's not allowed now to pumping into the river. We have studied during one of life projects I've coordinated the current management of this waste in Portugal, Spain, Italy, and Greece. This waste water mainly in Portugal is discharged on agricultural soil by irrigation, by using amount fixed quantity of wastewater such as 50 or 80 cubic meters per hectare, or are disposed of an evaporation pond. The same is in Spain, mainly they use evaporation pond, but also they use this wastewater for land spreading. And what's happening in Greece and in Italy? Greece also uses evaporation ponds. They have their legislation laid down that they have to add the lime to decrease the pH. And in Italy, the national legislation allow to use this wastewater for agriculture purpose, but with some best practice, I mean, with an homogeneous incorporation, avoiding in the soil, avoiding runoff. The amount of this wastewater is 80 cubic meters per hectares, or 50 in case of press. They have a storage limit time. But if you evaluate the territorial characteristics of Italy, for example, you notice that the hill, the percentage of hills is higher than a plain. So it's very difficult to use this practice land spreading agriculture purpose for this wastewater. This picture shows what's happen if you don't have an incorporation of this wastewater on the soil, or you spread of the, in the, into the water this waste, or you flow down into the soil. This is a river in Greece completely polluted by olive meal wastewater. This is a picture from Turkey. They created an evaporation pond, but they have they polluted a lake near this evaporation pond. We have evaluated with this LIFE project, LIFE or LIFE Plus, several technologies you have because it's really important to add value to this waste and find a suitable technologies to convert this waste in bioproduct, have a saleable product, and actually there are some technologies very interesting, like the composting technologies, or the co-digestion, or with sludge, urban sludge, or the electrocoagulation. But I'm here for showing you our process, a patented process that we have demonstrated with a LIFE project, Oleico. The objective was the construction of innovative olive mill wastewater phytoremediation pilot plant, the demonstration of the phytoremediation process efficiency, and the dissemination project results. The partnership was the Olive ISRI, my institute, the owner of the technologies, and entrepreneurs, an olive mills, in Italian olive mills, the Environmental Protection Agency, Italian Protection Agency, a partner from Spain, Innovation Center, and a partner from Portugal, Research Center, now NEG. Our process is based on the rhizosphere capacity to treat the organic waste. Actually, we thought about a process that can use a direct pipeline from the mill to the plant, avoiding transport, really easy and usable for the entrepreneurs inside in the farm. So this picture show the main concept of our phytoremediation plant. It's a basin, waterproofing, so you avoid any leakage to the groundwater, any pollution to the groundwater, and basically selected trees and selected microorganisms that we put in the rhizosphere to overcome the toxic effect on the trees. So the our technologies is really easy, efficient, with a low environmental impact because it's really integrated into the landscape and widely accepted. The innovative feature is based on a specific plant-soil microorganism interaction, use of perennial trees which utilize organic matter coming from wastewater to produce biomass and soil humus. It's an inside wastewater treatment, so avoiding expensive environmental risk wastewater transfer, has a low operating cost, a lack of bad smell and insects because it's under the ground level, no sludge production, and a low environmental effect. Okay, this is the scheme of the plant. The wastewater coming from the mill during the production season go directly into the basin for the storage, and during the springer, the wastewater is pumped on the rhizosphere level 50 centimeters below the ground level. And this fertile irrigation at the rhizosphere level allow to grow trees and evapotranspirate water, use phosphorus and potassium, and the rhizosphere degrade the recalcitrant molecule. Of course, we use the rhizosphere improvement, the biotechnological approach. We had collected microorganisms during a four-year research project in which we have studied what happened at the rhizosphere level when you put the waste olive meal wastewater. Then we improved the rhizosphere. We use the poplar in this case. We create the inocula, and we plant the trees with this inocula in the rhizosphere. Just some picture about the construction of the pilot plant co-financed by Life Project. This is the waterproofing, the drying layer. We fill with the plant with the soil, natural soil. And we in this first pilot plant we have designed this kind of piping system, but in the other plant we change something. So this piping system allow to feed each plant, each trees, each rhizosphere. The planting design, we have planted 34 trees, 24 poplars and 10 cypresses, with 2 meter row spacing and 1.8 meters 3-to-3 row spacing. So these are pictures of planting and growing. So this is what happened at 2 years after the construction. This is one of my colleagues, because during this project we have changed from the trees to cuttings, poplar cuttings. So we have used a poplar cutting, and as you see in this picture, the poplar growth up to 2.5 meters in 5 months. This is a real healthy cuttings. We have studied the behavior of the wastewater inside the plant. So after, in summer, all the wastewater, the plant is empty, all the wastewater has been evapotranspirated, and the plant is ready for another season. We have collecting sample on the soil in 3 points. This is just to show you the resilience we have found in the soil. So for the conductivity, during May we have the, an increase, but this go down in November at the end of the cycle. Polyphenols are decreased, and so the potassium used by the trees and phosphorus. We have monitored also the environment, but we have not find influence in the surrounding soil. Also with toxicological analysis. But the added value of this demonstration project is actually that allowed a replication of our patented process. Up to now, we have built up 9 plants with different capacity. I mean, from 60 cubic meter for the first plant constructed with the Life Project, we reached 1,600 cubic meter in a plant, in a phytoremediation plant built in Sardinia. Many of these plants has been paid by the company, all the entrepreneurs, so they are not a co-financing, but it's really an investment of the entrepreneur. And now we are monitoring a plant for the winery, because the winery wastewater is very similar to the olive mill wastewater, so we have transferred our technologies to other What about the cost? We have changed many featured many aspects of in each plant. So we have tried different piping line. We have used different inocula. We have selected clones. But in the end, the capital the plant has a capital cost of average 100 euros per cubic meter, but a very low operating cost because you have only to use energy, a little bit energy for pumping and plant cultivation. But you save money for the fertirrigation, land spreading, because it's a cost of 15 euro cubic meters. And you have also woody biomass. On just some picture about our plants. This is an half hectare plants, phytoremediation plants. This is another one in Lazio. You see the waterproofing and the storage use. We have used in this case concrete, crowels. We have used in another plant other materials such as this one. We have construct this kind of box for storage for storing the wastewater, but especially we use trees. So what you can see of the phytoremediation plant are the trees. These are all some pictures about the trees. And in the end, this is a picture of one of the phytoremediation plants. As you've seen, it's really integrated in the on the environment. So I finished. This is I hope to increase your. If you want some, if you want other details, I leave some brochures to the reception, so you can find more details about phytoremediation and other technologies for olive mill wastewater treatment. Thank you very much.
Sí, alguna pregunta allà, sí.
From Miquel Salgot from the University of Barcelona. I've been working with poplars, so I'm really interested in your approach. But I have several questions. First of all, you said to us that you are using perennial plants. And as far as I know, poplars don't work in winter time. So you said that you are mainly using it from November to May. So it's it's not, I did not understand that solution. The second one is the type of soil, if you can add something on that. And the third is how you manage the salinity.
Salinity, okay.
Yes. So
yeah.
Three questions.
Yeah. Actually, sorry, about perennial plant. Actually, we have started with cupressus and other that is perennial. But then we shift to we move to use the use of poplars because it's really cheaper to plant poplar cuttings, and we thought about the short rotation forest, the application of this kind of plant, of this kind of sub-irrigation for this short forestry. So this is one. The second is
But sorry, you did not answer. Sorry. poplars don't work on winter time.
On the winter time, okay. Actually, it's important that they don't work in the winter time because during the winter time, the wastewater is stored in the bottom of the plant. So there are some modification in parameters that allowed that when in spring the poplar start growing, and actually we start pumping at the rhizosphere level in spring, not in winter. So the poplar have a wastewater partially degraded.
I'll not enter into details. The second one is the type of soil, please.
The type of soil. I'm not an agronomist.
I'm a pharmacist, is worst.
Yeah, there are clays, but I don't know exactly the.
You are sure you work with clays in that system?
Sorry?
You are sure that you work with clay in that system?
There are some, I think. I don't remember exactly the percentage of the different composition of the soil, but...
Theoretically, it must be sandy, otherwise you have not permeability.
Sand?
Sandy, sand.
Yeah.
Gaia, something like this.
But it's not important. I mean.
Sorry. And the third one is how do you manage salinity, please?
Yeah, we have not noticed an increase of salinity. We have a phytoremediation plant in Lazio that is working from 2004. So it's the 10 years, and we have not noticed an increase, a significant increase of salinity of the soil.
Okay. Alguna altra pregunta? Sí, allà? Va, la última.
Hello. Ernest Mejías, master student, Universitat de Girona. You mentioned that can occur some eutrophication in natural systems.
Yeah, if you pump into the river.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my idea is, can you use this this stream, for instance, to grow algae or microalgae in a bioreactor system?
Yeah, it's an excellent idea. Actually, there are some experience with. For growing algae with a suitable dilution of the streams into the other medium. Yeah, it's really interesting. And I think that there are some teams, some researchers that evaluate it.
Molt bé, moltes gràcies, doncs, de nou.